All right, I think it started. Yo, 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 what's up?
Oh, hey, hi. I thought you were doing like a thing.
I was about to, but then I wanted to see what you was going to do. Oh. It's your boy Derek and Ricky Z.
Hi, again.
With the weekly pools.
Not quite weekly so much anymore.
Nah, fuck no. It's like quarterly.
That's cool. Who cares? It's do what we want polls.
That's right. This is the Derek and Ricky pod.
Yeah, just do whatever we want.
The big dicky pod. So what have you been reading? Anything?
Man, most recently, I mean, the literal last thing I read was some Invincible stuff, because I'm getting ready to do a little pod with our boy TJ. I'm going to jump on Sons of Mjolnir for an episode to talk about some Invincible stuff. Yeah. Freaking psyched, man.
Hell yeah.
So I did some of that, a little bit of reading on that thing. And yeah, actually, I think that was my first little appearance with you guys, right? Was doing an Invincible chat, and then, you know.
No, that wasn't. God, I don't even remember what we had you on for. I don't think we did anything specific.
Wasn't the first one like chatting about?
Because I hadn't read Invincible at that point.
I think I was trying to convince you. No, wait. That's what I did with Comic Burrito. I came on their show to try to convince them to read it. I think is what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think me and Tevin just invited you on.
Just because we was vibing.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, so I read a little bit of that. Been doing a little Ninja Turtles here and there. Nice. Not really anything new, current stuff, just goofing around and looking at my big backlog pile. Slipped in some Murder Falcon a little while back.
I haven't been to the LCS since January. Dang. But I haven't had a lot of stuff come out, so that's why I haven't gone. I think I only have like 4 books waiting on me, but I started subscribing to more stuff here recently because I have the money now, but now I just don't have
nice,
the time
dude.
To read them.
Yeah, that's what's been getting me. You know, I went to the LCS maybe like 2-3 weeks ago. Just picked up books. I read nothing from that. It's still in its bag.
Yeah.
It was like some Radiant Black, there's a couple other series in there. I added the Daniel Warren Johnson Transformers to my pulls, but trades only, because I'm going to smash that. I already know I'm going to love it, so I'm just like, let me get the trades.
Well, I'm going to spoil it for you. I don't think he's on it anymore.
Well, but he was on the beginning bit, right?
Yeah, but I think someone else has taken over.
Hey, whatever, I don't care. I'm gonna read anything that guy does. He is probably my favorite creator, like in general, probably.
Yeah, he's definitely up there for sure.
He's great. I think Wednesday Toast, formerly the Wednesday Pulls. I don't know if you saw their little rebrand.
I did.
I think they just had a poll or something. I think they put out on the X Twitter thing.
Yeah.
It was like pick your creative team, and I was like Daniel Warren Johnson and Daniel Warren Johnson. And then throw in Mike Spicer on colors. It's like
spicy.
Man, they're so good. And they team up so well. He writes such good stories. I love his gritty art stuff. It's nice.
It's really cool to see his take on Invincible.
Oh yeah. I'd like to see his take on anything. Put him on a Turtles book. Put him whatever. Just make it happen.
Draw Grimace. Suplexing.
Yeah, get him on get him on. Yeah, just have him do all the crossover books.
That's what I was going to do when we almost had him on our pod. I was going to beg him to draw Grimace suplexing Batman, and then it never happened.
Oh, man.
About that.
So close.
So close.
Someday. Yeah. Who knows? You never know.
So I'll tell you some things that I have added to my pull list for those out there that give a shit what Derek's reading.
That's everybody, all the people.
So I've got, let's see. I've still got Radiant Black on there, of course. That's really the only title that has held on through all of, since the last time we've potted, except New Burn. I'm still reading New Burn.
I just canceled my Radiant Black.
Did you really? What made you do that?
I know, honestly, like, it's going to sound kind of petty.
Hey, say it.
Because I really am not trying to, like, hate on Kyle Higgins. I think he does really good stuff, and I really... I stand by all the positive stuff I've said about him and, you know, his Power Rangers stuff, Radiant Black, whatever. This Massive Verse thing is huge, is going really well. I was just looking to make some cuts in general because I'm stacking up too many books. And it's not because I'm reading so much. It's I'm just running out of space to store everything. I have some issues with clutter. It grosses me out.
Jeez,
for those who are familiar with the Seven Wastes, you know, the Tim Wood acronym, if anybody's into that stuff, inventory is one of those wastes, and I have excessive inventory and no place to put it. So I need to throttle back for a little while. And
did I get
to
it,
me
Ray,
that
on
some
freaking.
What'd you say?
I said Radiant Black's on issue 30. Like, that's a lot of single issues.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to catching up. And I have some of the side bits, too, that I'm really excited to just kind of binge through everything because it is a really good story. I only read the first dozen, I think.
Yeah.
So I got to catch back up. And for me, I was looking for stuff to cut. And for, I think, the... I don't know, five people that listen to this podcast are aware that I did win a giveaway a couple years ago and kind of got put off. And Kyle was going through some stuff. I know he had like surgeries and different health issues, and he's a regular dude. I mean, it's not like he's immune to having real life scheduling issues and health issues and whatever. So I feel for him. But eventually what it came down to after a couple years of, hey, we'll get it to you. Hey, we'll get it to you. They did send me something to like kind of hold me over, which I appreciated that. I thought that was cool. Some books and different swag stuff. But eventually it came down to, we are not going to be able to give you the giveaway we promised. I don't know. There's a lot of, I think, kind of some disorganization in how they run some stuff that it's, and like I said, I'm not trying to slight them at all. I think it's, you get excited and you bite off a little more than you can chew. And,
oh yeah, they've got
you know,
so much going on. And
it's happened, I think, a few times with from various stories I've heard. But you know, I just happened to be directly involved in one of them, and I'm not telling anybody else to cancel the book because it's good.
At the end of
I just
the day,
needed
you
to
won
make
a
room.
Fucking giveaway. You just didn't get your prize.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. And I told him, I was like, man, I'm not gonna get mad about free stuff. You know what I mean? It wasn't something that I paid for. It wasn't something that I earned or something I deserved. So I'm not mad about it. I don't care that much. I was just like, I needed something to justify cutting something from my polls. And I was like, yeah, good enough for me. I'm way behind on it anyway.
I've thought about cutting it too, just because I go so long without going to the LCS. And it's like, when I finally do get it and I read it, it's like, I can't remember what happened before, but it's like, we've been on it since day one, and I just can't turn my back on it.
No, I know it, and it's good, and I love pretty much. I mean, Image, we've talked about in the past, just like they're just always killing it with all the books that go through Image, and I'm excited because I'm so far behind on Radiant Black and a few of these other books, which is, I know it sounds kind of weird, but I get excited when I get behind because then I know I can binge right through it without having to wait.
Yeah,
I don't have to worry about when's the next issue coming. I have whatever 20 straight I can read, plus little side, all the side stories with the Massive Verse tie-ins and stuff. So I am excited to read it. And when I get to being caught up on it, that's when I'll transition to either hunting down singles or just going to trades. It's not like I'm forever shelving it and I'm just never going to read it in some kind of weird protest. I'm still going to read it. I just needed to make some cuts.
Yeah. So back to what I was going to say, the things that are on my pull now, okay, I've got the One Hand and the Six Fingers my man Ram V. He's the writer.
I haven't even heard of this.
Okay, so what's my phone doing? I'm looking at it as we're talking here. So The One Hand and the Six Fingers, they're two separate stories, but they're connected. It's like I've only read issue one of The One Hand. And this dude, he's a detective getting ready to retire, but he can't retire because the guy, the One Hand murderer, is back. And it was a case from however many years ago that he had tried to solve and he couldn't solve. And all of a sudden, oh, this guy's back and he killed somebody. And he's like, I can't retire. And it's in this weird dystopian future. And that's all I can really remember. And then The Six Fingers is tied into it. They're both 5 or 6 issue miniseries. And yeah, that's all I can really say about it. Those are on my pull list.
Nice. It sounds compelling.
Yeah, it's definitely fucking weird. The first issue was strange, but it was cool.
I liked it.
Yeah. And then they got a new Sam and Twitch series coming out. That comes out, I think, this week.
Nice.
Yep, new Sam and Twitch. And then, nice. Let's see. I'm going to talk real quick about the Ghost Machine universe that I've told you about. We've got Geiger's coming back, and I pulled the Redcoat series and the Rook Exodus series.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Dang, you got a bunch. I'm trying to think. Is that all that's on your polls? You got more?
I got two more.
Give them. Bring it on.
So my man Sean Lewis, who did Above Snakes and was on King Spawn, he's got this new book coming out. You ready for this title?
Sure.
Bear, Pirate, Viking Queen.
Okay, I'm in. That sounds good.
$5.
$5.
That's the cover price, $4.99. It's 72 fucking pages.
Dang, so it's one book?
No, it's multiple issues, and they're 72 goddamn pages, dude.
Dang.
Yes, they are...
Huge. So each issue is 72 pages?
I'm almost certain.
That sounds like something I would do. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I mean, really, that's. I feel bad. Shout out to Mrs. H over on the Zwitter for putting up with my
yeah, excessive the homie. Scripting. But I have no idea what it's about. I'm looking at it because I'm looking at it on League, and there's really no details about it. But I've seen art posted on Twitter and like the cover of it, it's watercolor, and like this dude, who's the fucking artist, I gotta look, Jonathan Marks has like hand painted all of this shit, and it looks wild as fuck. And like I said, I still have no idea what the hell it's about, but with a title like Bear, Pirate, Viking Queen,
oh yeah, how can you go wrong?
Like, I have to, and it's Sean Lewis. Like, everything I've read from him is fucking lit.
It's, I know it has nothing to do with this, but just the randomness of the name, it reminds me of this mug that I tried to buy on Amazon, like, years back that has been sold out ever since. It's just a bear surfing on a shark holding, like, a gun. Just, I was like, just stupid, random nonsense. That comic sounds like fun. I don't know if it's serious or if it's, like, silly or what, but.
I think it's serious.
Even better, because a lot of times they seem goofy and then they come super hard with like real serious, yeah, strong writing. So.
Like the title is wild, but like when you look at the cover, like they mean business. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you
business. Can test.
And then I got one more. It's called Grommets.
Grommets?
Yeah, Grommets, and it's a 80s skateboarding story.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's Rick Remender.
Yeah, we know that guy.
Yeah,
we know Rick. Did some X-Force, I got one of his X-Force books hanging on my bathroom wall.
Mm-hmm, The Scumbag. I read that for a while, but yeah, I saw that, and I was like, damn, this looks cool as shit, and I read... it's just like a coming of age story, and you know, it's fucking the 80s when skateboarding was coming up, and yeah, it just looks really cool. Looks right up my alley.
Dude, Bear Pirate Viking Queen. It looks like, is he doing like watercolor
on this thing? Yeah, dude. He hand painted every page.
That looks rad.
That's what I'm saying. $5. Spooky scary. 72 pages of that? I mean, come on.
I mean, hey, you're talking about bang for your buck. I've paid $5 for a regular freaking 22 pagers, so.
Yeah, like you have to have your money. I mean, God, he earned it.
Jonathan Marks Barovecchia.
72 fucking pages, dude.
He's got a solid beard, this fella.
And like I said, I love Sean Lewis King Spawn. All the issues he did on it that I read were great.
I'll tell you, I'm not a big Spawn fan, but King Spawn had some of the coolest covers that I've seen.
Oh, yeah. You should have. I don't know if you read any of them, but the interiors were just as cool.
I just saw those, and it was like just all the covers looked really cool.
Yeah. They were.
Looked like fan art, a lot of it, because it's like Spawn as a Western dude. And one of them, or was that Gunslinger Spawn where they did that, with the cowboy hat?
Yeah, Gunslinger Spawn.
Either way, those two different lines had some really cool covers.
Yeah, I wish I kept pulling those books still. I regret cutting them, but the only reason I did was because money. But
money. Someday you make a bajillion dollars and buy all the comics you want.
I can only dream.
Only dream. It's okay. Happy, healthy. Who cares about the rest?
That's right. Fuck. I'm just fine.
Bills paid. Also,
you know, funny bucks.
You gotta pay for your house and whatever.
I just want to read my funny books.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's awesome. I don't even remember what's all on my polls at this point. I think like the last time I updated them, because I've been really out of the loop on new stuff.
Yeah,
and really just backed off. I had my little epiphany, you know, a year or so ago, where I was like, man, I have thousands of older books that I've been just waiting to read, and books that I wanted to read again or need to read again for a podcast or something, right? Plus, like my own stuff I'm trying to deal with. I'm just like, man, I don't need to stay current on every title that's out there. So I'm kind of like transitioning into a trade phase, where it's like, if something really hot comes out that I really like, I'll get a trade for it.
Yeah,
probably. Like, so I've just been kind of reducing.
Even like Ultimate Spider-Man, it took everything in me not to pull that first issue, and I'm glad I didn't, you know.
Whatever. Is it trash?
Oh no, apparently it's like fucking amazing.
That'd be great. I mean, I guess it's Ultimate, not amazing.
That's why I'm glad I didn't pull it, because I would still be pulling it, and that's just one more book on my pull list.
Well, yeah, and Spider-Man was I know we talked about this when it happened, the one when Ryan Otley was doing the art with Nick Spencer, right, you know, whatever, and I quit pulling that one after a while, not because it was bad, I just needed to make room.
Oh, yeah.
And I was already in the hole by, you know, I had only read, I don't know, a dozen issues, 20 issues maybe, and I was behind on the rest, however many did, because they started doing every 2 week, like they were doing releases for a little bit. It was getting so crazy, and it was just saturated with Spider-Man stuff, which isn't a bad problem to have, but and for me, like Ultimate Spider-Man, when I was growing up, I didn't like it, I didn't care about it. I do want to go back and like reread it, but I was like, what are you guys doing to Peter? You know, and then it obviously transitioned into Miles and some of the cool stuff that came later. But I didn't sit down and read every issue.
Yeah.
So I wasn't as hyped to get into it. And to me, most of the Ultimate Universe bites. But I know a lot of people really like. I like. There's really pieces of it I really like.
Yeah.
But like a lot of it, I mean, there's some wild stuff, and just to plug Wednesday Toast again, they had a like a relationships episode and talked about some of the worst relationships, and I think they pulled off at least two from the Ultimate Universe, because there was a lot of creepy stuff in there that was, and it's like Mark Miller, or Millar, however you're supposed to actually say his name, he's always with the incest and the weird creepy stuff.
Yeah.
Throwing it in like Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch for, like, getting it on, and it's just like weird.
I've read like the first 10 volumes of Ultimate Spider-Man, whatever was free on Comixology Unlimited. Yeah. I read it. That was one of the first things I read when I downloaded that years ago. And there was a weird one where, like, Wolverine is like switches bodies with Peter somehow. Like, I guess I can't remember if he actually banged MJ or like what it was, but it was just like super fucking weird.
There was a lot of weird, very, like, very in line with late 90s, early 2000s kind of crap. That's like, yeah, like stuff I loved so much of 90s and early 2000s comics, and then also hated so many things. Like, just Wolverine was the a piece of many of the things I didn't like. Like, when he, like, they made him into that animal looking dude where he, like, devolved into this monster looking thing. It was like, he was fun, like,
really big.
Yeah, it's like fun memories, but it's like really stupid. And like, yeah, him, he had to watch from the bushes while Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver got freaky, and that body swap stuff, and there was just a lot of but I liked, right? Yeah, it's weird. I really liked, and I think a lot of people didn't like it, but I really liked the Ultimate Hulk versus Wolverine little mini series. I actually really enjoyed that.
I've never read it.
It's fun. I think it's fun. It just got so extreme with, like, Wolverine's healing ability, which, yeah, to me was made it more fun. Like, it's so ridiculous. So there was some stuff in Ultimate that I, from what I read, that I enjoyed, but, like, I couldn't even finish the Ultimates. Like, I've tried to read that actual series, and pieces of it were good. And then I think it was Ultimates 2, I think, was what I really didn't enjoy. I can't even remember. There's just so much about Ultimate that I was like, it was just hit or miss. But, you know, whatever. There's still good stuff in there. There's still stuff for everybody. Everybody can
and
be
happy. And
then
I've read some of Ultimate X-Men, but it's been so long, I don't remember none of that crap.
Oh, yeah, and I liked Ultimate X-Men for what I read. I didn't, like, religiously follow it. You know what I mean? I have quite a few of the books. I actually don't really know how many. There's probably, I bet I've got a big chunk stashed in a box that I've never read or picked up randomly over the years thinking I'd read them or picked them up at the time. I don't know. No idea. But yeah. I can't even remember, like I said, what's on my polls anymore. I think I had, like, I had the Hulk, the Donny Cates one with Otley.
God, that, like, ended forever ago.
I know. It was like a dream pairing to me. I was like, they're so great to have with this book.
That was another one I pulled. I pulled the first couple issues, and then I canned it because I was trying to save money, but it was cool. And
I still, Donny, I have all the issues. I just, you know. Yeah, with him, he's got his health stuff going on that I don't know what all is going on with that. Hopefully he does.
He was in a bad car accident or something. What?
Yeah, something like that. And I think he lost ability to – I think he lost some of his motor skills and was rehabbing them back. I could be totally mixing him up with somebody else.
Yeah,
because
he came on Twitter for a minute and was telling people. I feel like he lost some of his memory too.
Yeah, it was something with his – I thought I remember something about his having some kind of – brain damage or memory loss or something. And I mean, it's kind of a scary situation from what I remember hearing. And it's
yeah, I was like, oh god, dude, like,
yeah, I'd certainly rather he recover than I get more
else.
Hulk
like
books,
we just,
you know?
Hope you fucking live.
Yeah, I don't care about getting more books. I just want him to not, you know, have issues. But yeah, those, I mean, I let those kind of run their course, whatever books I had finished out. I still have, like, Batman, Scooby-Doo mysteries, like kids enjoy those, so I'm pulling that one still. There's just a handful of crap I just can't remember what else, because it's basically been go grab the pulls, so that, because I feel like a jerk leaving my LCS hanging for like a month or 2 months or whatever, but I'm not pulling enough for them to get too mad at me. I just want to go in, give them their money, put my stuff back in the shelf, and I'll get to it when I get to it.
Yeah, that's my LCS, I've been going there for so long now, and I'm I was so consistent weekly for so long, and they know with the job I have now, and I don't pull as much as I used to, they know I'm going to come get it. I told them I come in once a month, and they're like, okay. So they know I'm coming.
Yeah. That's what I kind of told my guys way back, was like, hey, I travel sometimes, I'm busy with the kids, you guys are 20 minutes from my house. And it's kind of, we go to that town frequently, but it's, you know, if it's 20 minutes to get to the Walmart, 20 minutes to get to the shop. But if I'm at Walmart, it's like 10 to 15 minutes to get to the shop and then 20 minutes back home. So it's like, cause it's cross town from each other. So I told him, like, man, sometimes it's just hard to get all the kids to where they got to go, get, you know, groceries that, you know, then you got to get a haircut or something. All these different little stupid things that add up to where it's really difficult to get in there.
There's even never once time. A month. Ever a good time.
Yeah. And it's just what it is. So they're mostly cool with it, I think. I told them I'd try to get them their money, and I'm going to try to get back on, cause they do like live streams on like Facebook or something where they'll do auctions. I'm going to try to get more on that rather than, as I decrease my pulls, try to watch those and, you know, pick up books here and there.
Oh yeah.
I've had some good finds through that with them in the past, but it's been a couple years since I got on there. So I don't know. Mostly now I'm just like, I'm so behind on all the different shows and movies, and I don't even care anymore. It's,
Even ask me anything about movies. Yeah, I can't tell you nothing.
There's just so many things that, like, and I wish, I know I see like a lot of our community, right? The nerdy goofballs we talk to on the internet.
All the homies.
A lot of the homieverse out there that's always like, kind of, it seems like they're struggling with leaving stuff and not, you know, not being current on everything. And I got to tell you, it is very liberating to just not care. Just who cares? You're not going to stay current on everything. Marvel's crapping out shows every 8 seconds.
Yeah, I can't do it.
DC's about to roll out all this big stuff. You got independent stuff that's now, all these indies are coming out. You got Amazon's got a whole lineup of comic book related shows showing up now. All sorts of crap going on. You can pretty much turn on any streaming service. I mean, Netflix, Hulu and Disney Plus obviously got it, Paramount Plus. You got all these streaming services that all have different comic related media. I can't do it, which the part of the reason I haven't seen the Marvels yet is because I didn't watch Ms. Marvel, and I would really like to. My dad told me it was good. A bunch of other people said it was good. So I want to watch this stuff. I'm just not rushing because I don't have.
No,
it's more important to be there with your people than it is for you to hole up and watch a TV show.
Yep. And that's how it is now, especially with my job. I travel a lot now, and when I'm home, I'm home, and it's more important for me to handle my shit than it is to sit down and fucking watch Echo. What I mean?
Right. And it's like, I really want to watch Echo, and I'm very excited for it.
I've seen the first episode, and it was fucking awesome. But
I'm psyched to watch it. I just, I gotta, basically, like any of the shows now, I'm like, check with my wife. I'm like, hey, you interested? And if she's into it, we'll watch it together. If she's not, then I'll just sneak it in when I can, which is pretty much never. Yes. So it's like, who cares? So, like, you know, I told her, like, Ms. Marvel, she's interested in, but Moon Knight, she doesn't care. So I'll eventually watch Moon Knight. I'll just do it on my own.
I did watch Moon Knight. Was all right.
Like, she didn't care to watch Mutant Mayhem, the Turtles movie, you know? But the kids all want to watch it. So it's two birds with one stone. I get to spend time with the kids, and I get to watch a movie that I want to see. And obviously, it was awesome.
I loved that movie so much.
It was great.
I don't even remember when I watched it. I watched it by myself.
I will gladly watch it by myself.
I was working night shift, and I was home, and I couldn't sleep, and I watched it one night while my wife was asleep. That's what it was. And, oh, man, it was so good. Bacon, egg, and cheese.
I loved it, and I loved it. One of my favorite things is Post Malone playing that stupid Ray where he was with the knife or whatever he had.
Dude, oh my god.
I was like, who is that? And I looked at the credits, I'm like, Post Malone, that's funny. That was good. And Paul Rudd being in it, like, just the voice cast all through the movie was really good. And I like the goofy animation, the way they did it, where it's like kind of Spider-Verse-esque.
Mm-hmm. When he gets stabbed in the fucking leg, dude. It's stabbed
in my leg. That was so good.
Oh, my God.
I like the constant use of the term mollywop. That was good. You know, yeah, it was, I liked it. And I mean, I'm a sucker for Ninja Turtle stuff anyway, or like, you know, same with Spider-Man or Batman or any of the characters that I really like grew up with. And it's like all of the, you know, X-Men stuff, like right now they like rolling out X-Men 97, which was pretty rad.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh man, dude, the internet's stupid. Basically, everybody loves it, and there's some complaints that are based in, I don't know, it seems like people who didn't watch the show. But it is, you also have some weirdos that are talking about the art on the old show being better, and I'm like, I love the art of the old show. The animation is absolutely not better in the old show, but the art's pretty and whatever, but the new art is just more smooth, and all the changes they did for the character design, Storm looks awesome. They switched it to the more Mohawk vibe, and they made Cyclops super legit and not a weird pansy like he's been in some of the other movies. Nostalgia wise, you know, there's a nice place in my heart for the original X-Men movies. They were the gateway that got us to where we are with so many things now, but what a waste of James Marsden. I feel like he's a legit actor, and he looks like Cyclops to me. And they just kind of made him there. They just really didn't utilize him that well. And this show, this cartoon is the first time I recall really seeing Cyclops get utilized really appropriately outside of the arcade game back in the day. And maybe like, I don't know, some of the cartoons hit or miss, but man, yeah, so far two episodes in, and it's pretty awesome so far.
Yeah, I need to make time for it too.
There's definitely some of that classic corniness in it, but it's good stuff so far.
I think honestly, for me, and the way things have gone in my life, my kid loves Superman. She's obsessed with Superman. Every night when I'm home, before she goes to bed, if I'm home, we watch an episode of Superman, the animated series from the 90s. Nice.
Love that show.
She's got a little plushie of that Superman that she goes to bed with every night. And I'm so hoping. Because you go to the store in the toy aisle and stuff. Like, there's no Superman stuff anywhere.
Yeah, we're in that phase right now. There's about to be, though. You know, as soon as this new DCU starts rolling, they're going to have heavy Superman.
Yeah, I'm so excited for when that new Superman movie finally comes out. There'll be a renaissance for Superman.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And it's so needed.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I know I don't even care, because I know this is just for anybody listening. This is our, like, just catching up. We haven't really got to talk in a while, so
we haven't done this.
Yeah, talking about nerdy crap, and then we'll do more focused episodes later. So there's gonna be a lot of ADHD kicking in here. I'm excited about the James Gunn movement with this DC stuff. I don't really understand people I get not being excited, but actively hating on it is kind of weird when it hasn't even happened yet. And he's only done good stuff. Like, yeah,
it's his Zack Snyder dick writing effect. That's literally all.
It's so weird too, because like, and I'm not anti Zack Snyder the way that a lot of people are.
I'm not either.
I'm not like obsessed with him, but like, I like his stuff. I just know that no matter what, you're going to get real dark, gritty stuff with a lot of slow motion, and that's cool and whatever. I enjoyed Man of Steel. I haven't seen it in probably whenever, I don't know, 15 years or whenever it came out, but I enjoyed it. I don't know how I'd feel about it now, but those guys are like, Snyder Cut. I still haven't even watched the Snyder Cut. I heard it was actually legit.
I don't give a fuck. I am not watching a 4-hour movie, and I'm not watching it in two 2-hour halves. I'm not fucking doing it.
So that was so what I was hearing from my boy Nick over at the Comic Burrito guys there. He said it breaks down pretty easy. I think he said in like 4 hour long chunks. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I mean, I still got to have an hour to sit down, but
yeah,
I'm just not going to focus that much of my energy and time. It's so hard to find that much time in a day. 4 hours. I mean, I could do an hour, but it'd be broken up in chunks many days apart.
Yeah.
Because it's not something that I can watch with my kids, or at least I'm not sure that I can watch it with my kids. Pretty confident I cannot. And the same, I mean, it's really with anything. That's why it took me and my wife so long to watch The Batman. We both wanted to watch it. It's 3 hours long. We're not letting the kids in the room for it because, it's dark. We didn't really know what to expect. It's not a kid movie. So we had to wait until nighttime where it's like, well, now it's 8:30 and I want to go to bed.
Yep.
So but I'm excited for all the James Gunn stuff because I thought that his, obviously everything he's done with Marvel, I think there, of course there's stuff you can complain about, sure. But I think in general, everything he did with Marvel has been a hit. I thought his Suicide Squad was strong. I just don't see how it won't be at least enjoyable. I think a more lighthearted Superman will be nice.
It's needed. Superman is the original superhero. He is the best superhero. He is the most, I'm trying to think of the word for it. Like my daughter is 2 years old and she understands Superman. He's the most literate. That's something like media literate. Like he's most.
Yeah, he's straightforward and simple.
Easy to understand. You see the Superman symbol, you know what the fuck that means.
Yeah, him and Captain America to me have a lot of similarities in that where who they are is very simple. They're not like these deep, sad, angsty Wolverine 100 years backstory type memory loss characters. You have two, like Superman and Captain America both are, they do what's right.
They are period, all good.
Only do good stuff. And I'm not opposed to alternate stories and weird stuff. I still want to see, what was it called? Brightburn or whatever, where it was kind of like a version. It was not DC affiliated, but it was basically like a child who was, if Superman was evil, like.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's interesting stuff to talk about. I don't mind darker things and doing twists on stories, but the core basic standard Superman is just the same with like Captain America. Is they are the poster boy for goodness and is infallible no matter what they do. They might have a lapse in judgment as far as making a call or something, but in general, their decisions are never going to be bad. It's always going to be selfless. It's always going to be like a righteous choice.
Yeah.
And so it translates well to everybody of all ages. Yeah. And everybody, especially now, I feel like it's just people have been drinking that haterade for a long time and it's just constant crybaby, complainy, sad, hate on everything crap. And I love the darker stuff. Frank Miller was one of my favorite writers for me as a teen. I loved reading all of the Frank Miller, like the darker vibe stories. But now everybody went to that kind of stuff. I'm ready to do a refresh, get back to, maybe Spider-Man could be happy.
Yeah.
Maybe Superman can just be Superman. Like, I actually really liked how they brought him back in, was it the Justice League movie? The DC ones blur together for me, to be honest. But like where he showed up, he comes back and he's just wearing his much brighter colored suit and he's just kind of smiley and just like saves the day. He had a very small little appearance there. I thought that was cool. I'd like to see more of that.
Yeah, like I said, Superman just needs to come back. And then I also hope, I so hope, because even my daughter at 2, she's 2, she doesn't know shit. And she asks, like, Supergirl, you know, shows up in some of the episodes of the animated series.
Oh, yeah. And she
loves her.
Yep.
Absolutely loves her. Supergirl, Supergirl. And I'm like, man, like, this is all I got to show her. Like, this yep. is it.
I loved that. And, you know, the best part for me, you know, growing up, majority of my childhood being in the 90s was the Superman animated, Batman animated, the Justice League animated, all of that stuff was you could watch Superman and Justice League shows and my sister would be able to not complain about it being on TV. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like now this is a different time where a 32-inch TV was huge and everything's different. But like we had one TV and we had to share. I could watch that and she didn't care because there was, you had Hawk Girl, you had Supergirl. So she was like, okay with it. Lois was a strong character in a, you know, mm-hmm. both series, God. Really. She you had lots Lois. Of, yeah. So you had lots of like strong women characters and you had obviously all the standard little boys love all these superhero characters. Right. So it was just great because everybody liked it and it was, there was enough happening with decent storytelling that my parents didn't care. You know, my dad loves, you know, he got me into comic books anyway. So he's like cool with watching it. I loved those shows and I love the Superman ride at Six Flags, all that stuff. It's all great.
Yeah. I really hope that there is a renaissance for Superman, like a true, like I want him to be everywhere.
I want him to be Electric Blue and that whole thing to happen. That was the coolest thing. I remember when my dad came home with one of the issues and the cover was the one, I can't remember which issue number it is, but the cover where it's the red Superman and the blue Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, Dad, what's happening? He's like, I don't know. I just bought it. It was just like the coolest thing. And my favorite color was red, but I still thought blue Superman was like the coolest thing ever.
And then I also hope with the renaissance of Superman that I am creating in my mind, I hope we get Steel.
Oh, man, a good Steel movie would just be super cool. And I'm no shade to Shaq. That was just,
dude.
Oh, yeah. And I think Steel is super cool. And also, as a kid, I just thought I thought the John Henry story.
Yes.
Like the folktale, like that was one of the coolest stories. Because you read all those in grade school, like Paul Bunyan and all that crap. And I thought John Henry was the coolest. And then to have Steel as like kind of an iteration.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. And you're like, man, that's pretty rad. I love
the folk story or whatever. Like I always like, it's my favorite because it felt the most real. It felt like that could have really happened.
Yeah, the working man fighting the machine, that's good stuff. And that was like, and so then you have John Henry Irons, and you're like, ooh, what's going on here? And it's just like super, his costume's awesome. And I know, like, for me too, like, Shaq playing him was like, it blows my mind, you know, because I'm like, Shaq, he's in a movie, also Steel. And then, you know, it wasn't good, but whatever. It was a cash grab, very 90s.
They tried.
They tried, and it would not just be hard. Sweet to see something with, like, a legit actor and a legit movie make. And we have the tech for it. Like, at that point, the ability to make these movies was just not there. And now you actually have that where you can make super serious stuff with good quality in a dude who's got a giant metal suit. And a big, huge hammer, and like that would be super cool. I'd love to see that. And Marvel versus DC, they should just do that. Just do a whole movie, do a whole amalgam series. Why not? Let's just get crazy.
Just do it.
Have a bunch of fun. Bring Dark Claw to the big screen. Let's just get nuts. Like, I don't even care. And then make a Marvel versus Capcom movie right after.
Like Sony and Marvel was finally able to play ball, and then they made Spider-Man No Way Home, and look at all the fucking money they made.
Yep.
They're sitting on all this great shit and they won't do it.
I'm very excited for, I don't know. I think I don't want to ever like put all the eggs in one basket, but I feel like get Feige and get Gunn to kind of just brain mash this whole thing. They've already worked together. They've both done good things. Obviously, they've both had missteps, I'm sure. But Feige seems like he kind of learns from things that didn't work out. And Gunn seems the same way. It would be really cool to just let these two guys run with it, make a Marvel versus DC, and just go nuts. Why not? Just everybody should just kind of give up and say, listen, we know that Sony sucks at doing this stuff on their own, except Spider-Verse. That was awesome. But, like, let's just trust that the Disney goofballs, the Marvel people, know what they're doing and just get nuts, get weird. Oh, whatever. Or it'll all be a huge flop and superhero movies will die.
They're never going anywhere.
Never gonna die.
They're never gonna die. It's just... I'll speak on my own experience. But, like, it's also hard for me to have an opinion, too, because I just don't care anymore. But, like... That stems from the my dad dying, but that has a whole other conversation. But it's rinse, wash, and repeat. And my biggest problem I have with Marvel, the biggest problem I've always had since they've started this shit, there is no surprises anymore. They take all the magic away from everything. You don't go to a movie and see a preview and it's like, oh my God, they're making a fucking Blade movie. Are you serious? Now it's, here's our fucking 10-year plan.
Yeah, I want to get back to that, like, where it was all secret. I just recorded a different podcast last night with The Wrong Opinion. But that's the name of the podcast. My opinion wasn't wrong, obviously. he's doing an MCU rewatch series. And I've done a handful of episodes with him for that. And we did Quantumania last night, which whatever. But one of the things we kind of touched on was it's becoming kind of excessively predictable. And they used to, I specifically talked about the Endgame trailer. And when the Endgame trailer that like aired during the Super Bowl and told you nothing, it gave you no information. And I loved that. That's the way it should be. Everybody's already seen these movies. It's not like when they first did X-Men, you needed to do trailers because basically if you weren't a comics nerd or you weren't watching the animated series or had kids watching animated series or whatever, X-Men movie itself in, you know, 1999 to 2000 when they're advertising this thing, nobody really cares that much. So then you had to do a little advertising. Same Spider-Man comes out. All you got to do a little bit of commercials. Now at this point, everybody's just going to go see the movies, or at least a crap load of people are going to see them. So keep it vague. Give us a trailer that just says, hey, guess what? A movie's happening. Give us the 10-year plan, but don't tell us everything.
I don't even want the 10-year plan. Fuck it. Fuck that shit.
Just surprise me.
I don't need to know, because guess what happens? Plans change.
And then we get mad.
People forget about shit. This fucking Blade movie might not even be happening.
Oh my gosh. Which would be a bummer.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, look, I mean, look, it all kind of started with Black Widow, right? Like, everybody was hyped. I was hyped up for Black Widow for a while. And then obviously, like, all of the COVID stuff happened, delaying all the productions and whatever. But that was just a taste of all the other. There's so many other things that can happen with a movie. And you add in things like DC went through with Ezra Miller and his nonsense, and then what Marvel went through with Jonathan Majors and some of his nonsense. And I don't know. I'm not trying to say anything because I don't know if either of them were convicted of anything. Whatever. Don't care. There's a bunch of these extra little side stories that keep happening.
Yes.
That delay production of movies and interfere with how
things and then people are, get so fucked up about it. Oh no, it's delayed another year or two. Oh no, what am I gonna do? You're gonna go to bed, spank your monkey, and forget about it. That's what you're gonna do.
Yeah, honestly, like some of these, just get a life. Just in general, I'm not judging you guys, whoever's out there being weird. Just get a life.
Ricky, Pop, and I am. I'll judge the fuck out of you.
Listen, I'm gonna, because I binged a bunch of Wednesday Toast episodes. I'm gonna quote the guy Lex. You know, just touch a butt. You know, that's
a butt.
Just go out there, and just chill out. Go touch a butt. Shut up.
Funny, touch a butt.
Was,
but yeah,
I think they started saying that because somebody said like touch grass and like touch butts. I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
There's like
they make me laugh.
I love them. But yeah, they just all the magic is gone. It's like look at what DC's like they Gunn and them, you know, Superman. Great. And like they've mentioned Batman and whatever they're gonna do with Matt Reeves' Batman versus the DCU Batman or whatever. I don't give a fuck about that either. Whatever mm-hmm. they do is whatever the fuck they do. But like that's it. That's all we know. They could be scheming a Wonder Woman, a Green Lantern. There could be all kinds of shit going on, and we have no idea. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah, I honestly would prefer a lot more mystery. Even you mentioned the Matt Reeves Batman. They were supposed to have a Gotham PD show that came from that, and it focused around Jim Gordon and that, like some of the in the actual police department stuff. I'm like, man, that sounds like a great show. That would be super fun. Get a cop drama, but it's Batman. You know, that would be really cool, because then it's like I don't have to watch like Law and Order, CSI, NCIS. It's all the same stupid show for like 85 seasons. I could just watch a different version of that with Batman,
with characters I know and like.
Yeah, and it's like, and it's one of those kind of like how they did with Gotham, where it's all Batman show, but Batman's not really there.
Yeah,
because he's a child. But like, but an actual spinoff, and it was gonna be, however it was. But then I think now they're doing a Penguin spinoff. I don't know. If you don't hype all the stuff up, like you were saying, the letdown's gone. There's no disappointment. And I'm cool with shooting your shot and aiming big and whatever, but like work in quiet a little bit. Just keep it hush.
Yeah.
Do your thing. And then be like, hey guys, guess what? We made an awesome movie and go see it. We already know you're going to go see it because you're all just going to go see it because you love it. And even if you want to hate it, you're going to go see it just so you can hate on it. It doesn't matter. You're going to pay for it.
And then the rewriting of things and like somehow people know about what these shows are supposed to be about, like the original stories, and then they scrap it and they come out with this instead. Like, where the fuck are you guys getting this information from?
Yeah,
and like,
man, just
and like even the Daredevil Born Again, like, oh, Foggy and Karen's not gonna be in it. Where did
man
y'all even find that?
The story on that has changed so many times, and it's because of – I wish, honestly, and I'm not a big one to, like, do, like, public call-outs on petty, silly stuff, but if I could remember the accounts, I definitely would, because it's very clearly obvious what they are doing. They're just putting out garbage clickbait crap that is completely made up, no sources cited, not even – they don't even say – I can't remember the account – but they don't even say something like an anonymous source. They just say stuff. And I wish I could remember the dang account, but it's just constant nonsense. And I think it's just like trolling fun account. But it people take those stories and like, oh my gosh. And Foggy and Karen was one of them. They're just like, you're gonna be on a show.
And then you say that.
Who said it?
And I had this conversation with my sister yesterday about that on the internet too. Like, it's not just nerd shit. Like, there's so much stuff out there now that, like you just said, they're not even trying to, like...
No, it is, like...
Be fake. They're just saying shit.
Yep. Not to steal the popular phrase, but they're fake news. Like,
yes, literally.
Constant. It really is a real
like
thing.
Like, I swear
to God,
I'm
going to
tell you...
And it's not little accounts either. It's everybody.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you some of the things that have popped up on my Twitter feed that I told her yesterday. There are people out there that believe ISIS is Jewish people or controlled by Jews.
Interesting.
I saw a political cartoon on my
I would feet. Bet that there's a very small number of those people, but they have a very loud internet presence.
Yes. And I was like, what? And, you know, I just start clicking on them and just reading what people are saying because, you know, you just get curious about what – and people really think this shit.
There's so – man, it's tough. Like, and there's so many troll accounts, too, on top of that. So you have stuff that sounds like trolling, but it's really what people think, and you're like, what?
Yeah, they're
what?
Being dead-ass serious.
And then, yeah, and then you have other stuff that sounds serious, but it's actually people trolling. And then you're like, like I felt like I commented on something on Instagram that Wednesday poll posted. It was like about an X-Men thing, and somebody was – or no, it was Ninja Turtles. Somebody – so Jenica, the turtle, was on the picture, and somebody commented was like, hey, since when is there a girl turtle, and also why hasn't she been on TV before? And I thought it was a troll post because they've had – or he said something – the person said something about how come there's never been a girl turtle on TV, and I'm like, there definitely was because Next Mutation happened and Venus and all that stuff. But I was – it took me a minute because I'm like, I can't – if he's messing around and I say something – not even rude, just saying something. Now I got trolled and I look like an idiot. And then I was like, you know what? I don't even care. I don't know these people. I'm going to try to be helpful. And it was just like, hey, man, here's where it happened. And then turned out they actually really didn't know that. I'm like, oh, okay. But a lot of the comments you see is like, especially on sports posts, is just like baiting people to say something weird.
Yep.
And they're like, or there's so many like trolling with movies, comic books, music, sports, where it's like somebody will say something that is kind of on the edge of racism and they're just like, but they don't mean it. They're saying it to get a bunch of people to freak out, which to me is just idiotic anyway. And then you have this huge fight over some idiot who just was like, just wanted to come in a room, stir a pot and disappear because of their fake troll account. And then maybe it's tied to some hackers who steal all your information. I have no idea. The internet's crazy, and I hate it, but also I love it. So,
yes, it's very, two sides of coins.
There's a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands. Just every time you look at the posts, I'm just like, man. I can't
find time to watch fucking Echo.
Yeah, there's so many people with too much time on their hands that really just – they need a hobby other than causing problems, hating people, just like constantly just being and like trolling for jokes. I get that. I enjoy that stuff when you're doing it well. But being a turd just to fight people in a not funny way, I don't love that as much. And then the people who are straight up legit, just hateful for no reason. Haven't watched the stuff, haven't read whatever they're complaining about, didn't watch the ball game they're yelling about. They have never watched Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark play, but they hate them so much. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, you just got to listen to these people all over the internet just mercilessly hating. And then you start to realize that there's some sweaty-handed dude that's just sitting in his house raging about life for no reason. And you're like, and also he might be 14.
Could also be 14.
Yeah, he's either a 14-year-old or he's like a 55-year-old dude who just hates life. And you're just like, chill out, man. Just why can't we all just be a little happier?
Yo,
find a hobby that makes you happy.
No, just go down to the Speedway and get you an RC Cola and some peanuts and chill.
I do like RC Cola. That's what I got raised on, that stuff, man, because it was cheaper than Pepsi, so.
RC and some peanuts, you'll be feeling fine. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, Dr. Derek. Everybody knows that. Dr. D-Rec.
I got a PhD, a pussy-hating degree.
I have a cat. Yeah, people are weirdos. They try to ruin everything, but I won't let them. They're not ruining my stuff. I'm going to enjoy stuff, and I'm going to enjoy it because I want to.
Won't do it. Yo, I got to bring it up because, like, everybody's talked about it. So why don't we talk about it? Have you seen all the shit with Scout? I'm sure you have.
I remember some stuff some months back. I feel like I saw something recently. I don't remember what's going on.
I'm not going to go too deep because I don't know everything. But I guess, you know, they were kind of doing not as bad as what Action Lab did, but just not paying people.
Yeah, I know. I remember seeing something from, what's his name, Jared Lujan.
Yeah, the homie Jared.
He got wasn't it like he hadn't been paid in like a year or something like that?
It was a very long time. I don't, like I said, I don't remember all the exact, so I'm not going to get too deep into it with details. But I'm just like, man, how disappointing.
It sucks. It's one of those bummers when you're like the little guy supporting the little guy, helping each other out. And it's like this community of indie comics people. And then the last thing you want to hear is people kind of wrecking it for their own. You know what I mean? Oh,
yeah. It's because I love Scout. They put out some really cool shit. They were one of my go-to indie publishers. And now it's like, I don't want to give them anything.
Like you said, I don't know what all is true. It seems like the stuff that I remember hearing seems pretty odd to just make up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, Jared would never lie.
And it's like, I don't know the dude, but I liked his work so far that I've seen. And it just seems like a really weird thing to lie about. So I'm believing what these guys are saying.
And it's not just him. After he came out, several other creators came out and said the same thing.
Yeah, and that's the bummer, because I think Scout had some, they had some solid titles, and you know, it is what it is. Now you got who else was it? There was Invaliant, I think, just got into some heat for using AI related stuff.
Yeah, Valiant's toast.
But I think, I don't know, I didn't see exactly. It looked like it was like a job posting for somebody to do, like, it was like AI augment stuff. I don't know exactly.
Something like that.
It just sounded like kind of a dicey thing.
It's so unfortunate because I love Valiant, Bloodshot, and Shadow Man. And they've got so many great fucking books. But I don't know what they're doing. They did the whole NFT bullshit, and they're just, I don't know. I don't know who's in charge of that company, but they're a fucking kumquat. That's what the fuck they are. A goddamn kumquat.
Those are pretty tangy if you've ever eaten them. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't care as much about the NFT thing. I know a bunch of people were really up in arms about it. I'm like, man, you're out here trying to make a buck and trying to make your brand take off and do the thing. Play the game. You know, if there's a game to be played, you might as well play it, as long as it's not violating your own personal morals and ethics or whatever, and you're not selling your soul to. But, you know, I didn't care about that stuff as much. The AI things get me questioning a little bit more, depending on how it's used. Some people use it for prompts, and that's cool, whatever. But some people are using it and lying and saying they're the ones drawing. That's no good. Some people are using it because they don't want to pay people to work. And when a company's doing that, I got some gripes with it. An individual who's just trying to publish their stories, I'm not going to hate on them the same way because they have no budget. But you can probably find somebody who would do the work just to get the name recognition out there. And you don't have to pay some robot to accidentally put 15 fingers on some dude's hand or whatever, or put like teeth on their butt or whatever nonsense happens with AI. But then that stuff is not my favorite. And then obviously not paying people for their work is also that's a no-no. We don't like that.
Yeah. And then shit, there's somebody else that I was thinking of that been doing some dumb shit, and I can't think of them now. Oh yeah, and Aftershock went under.
Oh, they like went out of business though, right?
Yeah, they're gone.
Oh man,
I'm almost certain.
Dang.
I mean, they weren't paying their people.
I feel like I remember hearing some scandal about Aftershock doing something. I don't remember what.
I loved Aftershock.
I mean, their website's still open. Oh, but the news hasn't been updated since December of 22, so.
Oh, damn.
So yeah, they might, yeah.
That's too bad. I mean, I'm whatever. It's one of the things we've talked about with some of our.
It's hard.
Yeah,
as an indie creator, you know.
It's just it's a kind of a typical problem with people trying to make it, trying to make things happen. You sometimes it's because you take on more than you really should. Sometimes it's you know you overcommit, or you know you mislead people a little, and then you gotta save face. And it's just really time tested. It's not even this isn't me taking some soapbox high road stance on stuff. This is just time tested. Honesty and integrity really are the best way to deal with things. If you're going to run a company, if you're going to run your own thing, if you're going to pay people independently, whatever you're doing, if you're not just on the up and up with everybody, you're going to get bit. It's just going to happen. You can't avoid it. And it's actually funny. So I was watching just earlier today. It's called Turtle Power. It's the definitive history of the Ninja Turtles. It's on Paramount Plus. It's a documentary that was done a handful of years ago. Great stuff. I'm about halfway through it. And one of the things that came up was when they were getting ready to make the first movie. This is back, you know, the end of the 80s. They're getting ready to make this movie. And one of the production company guys who's running it was like, you know, it's going to cost us whatever, $2 or $3 million or whatever he said. And then he's like, and then I had to figure out a way to break the news that it was going to cost like $6 or $8 million or whatever. What it was a much bigger number.
Yeah.
And they only talked about it for a second, but the answer was not to lie and try to cover up that he miscalculated or that he misjudged or whatever. The answer was to just be honest. And guess what? The movie got made and everything great happened from there. It just, that's one kind of weak example, but still, like, don't get in too deep. And if you do get in too deep, don't lie about it. Don't try to save face, just cards on the table. And a lot of people are going to be much more understanding. You're still going to have people who are going to freak out and be jerks. And some people might even be justified, but it's like, just be truthful and let the cards fall where they fall. Whatever, fall where they lay, whatever the saying is. I'm not a wordsmith.
Sit where they sit.
Yeah, let the cards poop where they eat or whatever.
I don't poop where I eat.
Yeah, that's weird. So yeah. So when are you going back home?
Probably tomorrow.
Rad.
It'll be
home Saturday for me. Ugh. Altitude was messing with me that first day. I didn't realize. I was like, man, I got this headache. I just feel like crap. And I forgot that I'm like 5,500 feet up or something.
I drag trains 200 miles. That's why I feel like crap.
Yeah, that sounds a lot worse than me sitting on a plane for – I sat on a plane for like an hour, 2 hours, whatever it was, 2.5 hours. Then I sat on another plane for an hour major.
It's better than what I was doing. I'm not home as much as I used to be, of course, and I knew that going into it. But, you know, my bills are paid.
Yep.
And, you know, it could be a lot worse.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know what? That's a great point. Listen to you. It could always be worse. Almost always it can be worse.
Oh, yeah. Like when I first finished training, I was working the yard jobs. I was home every day. And in the yard, you're on the ground and you're walking and you're building trains and you're in it, you know, you're doing it. And now I'm on road trains and, you know, there's really not a hell of a lot of work to it. You show up, you get on it, you ride it, you get where you're going, and that's it.
Yeah.
So it's not as fulfilling for me right now. I liked building trains, but
the money's better.
Yeah. That's you know, you gotta sacrifice a little bit of fun for a little more awesome stuff that we get to have later. That's cool.
It's just part of it.
Always that balance of hating your job and getting the the juice for the squeeze, I guess, as you'd say.
Yeah, because I don't even hate it. I like what I do.
Yep.
That's just,
well, like you said, it could always be worse.
It could always be worse.
You could be ugly.
Yeah, that's true. It could be ugly.
Can be ugly.
Like you said, them bills are paid, and then by the time your kid's, 10, 12 years old or whatever, you'd probably be in a spot where you have a little bit more free time because you've done some of your time and whatever. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how train crap works. Just in general, that's how jobs usually go.
It's a union job, so, you know, it's all about...
If you don't chase, that's one of the things that we do a lot, people, as dumb humans, is like, hey, just this little bit more, and then I can relax. Just this little bit more, and then I can relax. And then 25 years later, you hate your life, and your blood pressure's high. So it's like, once you get to that point, then you got to balance the happiness with the income and all the different things, all the cool things that come with having a job, and all the crappy things that come with having a job. And it gets to the point where you're like, man, a pay cut wouldn't be bad if I hate my life.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I'm not in that situation. I don't hate my life, and I don't hate my job, so that's nice.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not either. It's just
long days, long nights. But
you can hear it. You can hear that's not your normal voice. That was a yawning voice.
Yeah.
Shoot, you're probably ready for bed though, because it's
What
is it? 11 o'clock for you?
Yeah, 11. I was gonna say, let's go ahead and wrap this up, and I'm gonna try to get for the next one.
Nice. Well, yeah, it was fun, man. Glad we got to catch up a little bit, and then we'll give the people a little taste, and then we can get back into whatever focused garbage we feel like doing later
Welcome
on.
Welcome back to the quarterly pools, yo.
Yeah, the quarterly. The when we feel like it pulls, then we're reducing our pulls, and now we're just kind of talking about maybe it's time for a rebrand.
Rebrand. Okay, I think, did I stop it? Oh.